2. In Glasgow, they stayed overnight in a hotel near the station. Marion shared a room with Yvette. Lying in bed in the darkness, they did what, presumably, they were not meant to do. They talked about their private lives, speaking in French, as though the language were a code through which they could tell each other the truth. "I want to go home," Yvette confessed. "I don't care whether the Germans are there or not, I just want to go home." She must have been older than Marion, but seemed younger, lost in this strange, distracted journey and ill at ease in a country where her uncertain grasp of English gave her away as someone to be pitied, one of the dispossessed of Europe. Along with her English husband, she had fled south a few days before Paris fell to the Germans. They'd reached the south coast and managed to get to Spain by taking a small boat from somewhere near Montpellier. It had been a brave and almost foolhardy journey, but somehow they had made it. "Where's your husband now?" Marion asked. The woman lay on her back in the darkness, a shadow with a voice. "He's dead." "Oh, I'm so sorry. How awful." "He joined up, you see, and was sent out to Egypt. The ship was torpedoed somewhere near Sicily. He was called Bill. Bill Coombs. I loved him." There was silence. Was she crying silently in the darkness? Perhaps not. There was something cold and calculating about her, as though some vital piece of the human machinery had broken deep inside. Later she revealed that she had left her small daughter behind with her parents-in-law. "You've got a daughter?" The little voice pattered on in the dark without...